This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. Heading to 2020 now. Hard to believe. Brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklich. It's Wednesday Wheels, a day late. But hey, this is a special Tuesday edition they had on Christmas Eve. Brought to you by Pucklich, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Buick GMC, Bismarck and Valley City. This featured vehicle this week is a mint condition GMC pickup. It's not going to last long. It's still there as of this morning. It's a 2017 1500 crew cab, half-ton pickup, SLT package. It's only got 29,000 miles on it. It's got tons of upgrades, leather, heated and cooled seats.
I love the heated seats.
Come on. But even better, heated steering wheel. It's also nice this time of year.
Good deal.
Warms up the hands, backup camera, OnStar, Sirius satellite radio, and an extra one-year warranty. What? An extra year on the warranty. Yes, it's bronzish, beautiful gray, kind of a bronzish gray, called Pepper Dust Metallic. It's beautiful.
Pepper Dust Metallic. Wow.
It's kind of a different look when the sun comes out. It's kind of cool. So one owner trade from Oaks. This one will move fast. They are they're there until all day today, down for the holiday, but back again. But it's on the lot at 37.5, but you can drive it away today. $36,895. You can hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom, see it for yourself, Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main in Valley City, or online at Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Leon Francis in for Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind.
And what's on your mind this morning? It feels like a Monday. We were talking about that earlier. It's Thursday.
Yeah, it's the Monday-ish Thursday I've ever had.
Right. Tomorrow is Friday. I cannot wait. I can't wait till next year. Christmas is on a Friday, I believe. And so I'll have like a 4-day weekend, and it will be sweet. You know what else is sweet? Jim, the flagpole guy, and we have him on this morning to talk about some of his products. I mean, Jim, these guys do everything. They'll give you a free quote. They do flag maintenance and repair. You can buy a flag, retire a flag. And that's something I wish I had known a couple years ago. I needed to retire my flag, one of my flags. But Jim can help with that. So I'm going to let Jim talk about his awesome product. This guy's a patriot, and I'm just going to let him go. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, do you guys work in the winter, Jim? Are you still going strong, or are you kind of lay back with the frozen ground?
Well, we just switched gears. You know, the winter brings actually a good time to catch up on, you know, being away all summer. Yep. We're back and we're building a shop, and we have a 5,000 square foot shop now. It has a 32 by about 16 table, and we have ropes from the ceiling that we help raise the flags that are so large to spread them out and to inspect them, and also minor cleaning on them, and then we hem them, we cut them off straight, so we have a 30 foot span that we straight line, and then we take it right to the two-needle jukey, and I sew her one stripe at a time.
Nice.
And six rows of double needle, or actually be three passes, six rows. And I never thought I would run a sewing machine so much in my whole life, but my mom gave me some good cues when I was young. Pretty much about being American.
Hey, what's the biggest flag you've ever hung?
Well, 30 by 60, and it's at it's near between Arnegard and boy, it's just west of Arnegard. I never remember that other town. I used to drive through it every day. I apologize. But it's a Patriot Fuels. Everybody that drives by, everybody that talks to me in the whole western half of the state, they all say, did you see that big flag? Did you hang that big flag at Patriot? I said, well, I don't, but I do maintain that flag. Everybody talks about how big it is, and it is a big, it's 1,800 square feet. Now, how many people have an 1,800 square feet home? You know, most average houses, you know, it's going to be.
I was going to say, that's bigger than my first apartment.
Yeah.
So, hey, Jim, a guy like me, he wants to retire his flag. What do you do?
Well, what I personally do is if we can mail your flag to our location, or what we do is we store them, and then once a year I have my own ceremony, and so basically the flag is a living, breathing representation of life on America, correct? And all life does end, and we don't burn the flag, we retire the flag, and basically there are procedures. You don't just throw it on fire. There are certain parameters that must be met.
Right.
And and I'm also researching, like some of these large flags, there's so much material. You cut the material apart, and I'm like 99.9% sure the material now is no longer a flag. It's been separated.
Right.
It cannot denote if it ever was a flag. It would just be, for instance, particular color fabric.
Right, yeah.
And from there, there's different methods for destroying it.
And this is Jim. He's the flagpole guy. You can find all of anything that you want to know. Get a free quote, flag maintenance, buy a flag, flag retirement at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. That's right there, and it's pretty simple. All one word, IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, or you could give them a phone call at 701-571-FLAG. How awesome is that? How patriotic is that?
He fits in good here.
It does.
Yeah, he fits in good.
Right. He's family right here. Jim, thank you for sharing a little time with us. I think I'm definitely going to be giving you a call, especially right after the first of this year. And I hope your business is booming. I really do, because it's patriotism at its finest.
Well, and right now you want to get on the roster right now for the spring and summer project. So, get a hold of Jim, and Jim, have a great week and Happy New Year, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you. If I could just say, gentlemen, it's really not about me. It's about the people that I serve in America. I'm just a gentleman who wants to promote a great mode of living, and that's the American dream. But I celebrate the people. It's all about the farmers and ranchers and everybody in between and all around. Man, that makes America great. So thank you to all of you. Thank you so much.
God bless Jim. Thank you for everything that you do. And it's a testament to how great America is, because everybody wants to come here. Everyone wants to be American. There are people in China right now that want to be American. So God bless Jim and his efforts. I mean, that's pretty awesome. So in this segment, we're going to talk with a couple of guys. Raheem, my calls board is just lighting up right before my very eyes. We're going to talk to Raheem a little bit more about what he thought about that forum article about whether or not you can be Christian and vote for Trump, which was, in my humble opinion, man, it was a little insulting, actually, because I happen to believe that, and not so much Republican, but my conservative, the fact that I'm a conservative means that I wear my Christianity first and foremost. I'm not perfect. No one is. I'm pretty sure Kevin in there has a couple of,
I'm the furthest from perfect.
Right?
No one is.
But the fact that someone could smack us around because we vote for a specific candidate kind of cheeses my grits. And I had Raheem on to kind of give us a rebuttal for that, to kind of go point by point. So, Raheem, if you're on the line, you jump right in here.
So, yeah, thanks for bringing me back. And again, like, the thing that's so mind-boggling, because I'm a forum columnist as well. I had no part in this editorial, unfortunately, because I would have definitely advised against it. But the thing that's weird is because, like, they accuse religious conservatives of rationalizing it away, Trump's behavior, doing whatever means necessary in terms of being laser locked and focused on Roe v. Wade overturning it. The thing about that is, that's a huge part of being a social conservative is the abortion question. And in addition to that, you also have, there's just so many.
Hey, Raheem. Raheem, I gotta get better at this clock thing. So hang on, we'll get right back to you right after this break.
Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and nothing says the holiday spirit like a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its rugged, unrefined recipe is the essence of an old-fashioned Christmas. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. CrudeSpirits.com.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Oh, Dasher, top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Oh, just right, CrudeSpirits.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind.
Brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. 1908 is when they fired up. Henry Abbott Thompson went to his sons, grandsons, furnace and air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installs, bathroom remodels. Just anything really to do with plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Go to hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, or you can give them a call, 701-223-3393. Leon's in for Scotty on What's On Your Mind.
Yep, What's On Your Mind, having a conversation with Raheem Williams. I'm gonna give you a couple of minutes to just, you know, wrap this up with a bow. But my feelings on this whole thing is, like, the Democrats, and I'm an African American male, so for the folks that don't know that already, I look at the Democrat policies, and what I see is policies that have harmed the African American community. I see our faith at one point was the center of our universe. I mean, everything kind of revolved around our faith. And I look at where the Democrat Party has kind of taken our faith and taking it out of our community. One of the most egregious examples of this is abortion. Roe versus Wade, like Raheem was mentioning, has decimated our community. I mean, when you take the central focus of life right out of a demographic, that's, to me, in my humble opinion, is genocide. It's nothing short of that. And I'm going to digress a little bit and let Raheem finish up his points.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, like, the forum implies that these should be secondary to our concerns that Trump may be too mean at times. And that's laughable. Like, that's how it's been going on for over 40 years. Like, are we actually almost 50 years now, but are we really going to pretend like, oh, well, because Trump's unsavory, we should abandon that and literally open the floodgates of abortion up even more just because Trump says mean things? Sometimes you'd have to be a very dumb conservative to fail that basic math.
Right.
So it's like, I don't understand where the confusion comes from. And then on top of that, let's take a moment to admire the hypocrisy of it all, because we live right next to Minnesota, where you have Keith Ellison over there, who's literally a woman beater, and nobody could care less. But nobody asks, hey, is this compliant with his Islamic faith? You have Ilhan Omar, who literally just left her husband of her children to sleep with another married man. So she ruined two marriages. Nobody says, hey, is she a real Muslim? When is the forum going to release an editorial on that?
Oh, they'll so never. That will never happen.
Great question.
These witness tests, only this Christian man, and only Christian men on the right at that. There's no such litmus test for anybody else. No, they will never ask these questions to Joe Biden, like what makes him a real Christian? What makes anybody on the Democratic Party a real anything? So, like, that's the thing that's so infuriating here, is that they have, that the forum editorial board and Christianity Today think they get to have a monopoly on Christian ethics and lecturing their readerships on that, while ignoring the fact that nobody else is following their supposed religious code either, and
right,
that the Christian conservative has no other option. And with Trump, it's very clear that the Christian right has a sympathetic ear in the White House, and that's much to the dismay of a lot of abortion advocacy groups, LGBTQ advocacy groups, and all these other left-wing organizations and advocacy groups. They all decry the role of religion in the Trump White House. They don't even like them saying Merry Christmas.
Right.
And yet the same people go and say, I don't understand why Christians like him. It's like, what do you mean? You're outright hostile to everything social conservative, everything religious conservative. The modern left is openly hostile to him, and they are absolutely unforgiving and unashamed of that. And that's their right. That's their right. I'm not telling anybody what to believe here, but I just think it's very perplexing for so many analysts and commentators to play stupid when it comes to Trump's Christian support. Where else will the Christian vote go? Because nobody else even cares to buy. In a perfect world, wouldn't it be nice if the Democratic Party moderated their social policy? to the point that it could actually be appealing to social conservatives to some degree. But that's not going to happen.
Nope.
So, and they're pretty shameless. They call that regressing. It's progress. They want more kitty drag shows. And they can't understand why Christian conservatives aren't on board with their agenda. And I'm like, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I mean, and even Democrats 20 years ago would be appalled by the direction of the Democrat Party. Hey, Raheem, if folks want to see more of your work, where can they go to get a taste of what Raheem Williams is all about?
Man, I try to keep writing. I write for the forum, so you can find my work there. If you Google Raheem Williams, you're going to see a lot of my articles pop up. I've written for Intellectual Takeout. I've written for Fee Foundation for Economic Education. I've written for The Federalist. I write. I try to keep writing. I had a draft up for this particular op-ed from the forum. I have an editorial from the forum. I have an op-ed in response. I'm not sure if I'm going to publish it because some of the readers have already chimed in, and everybody kind of saw right through it. I'm not really sure what the point of this editorial was for. I don't think they basically come out here and call Christians stupid, like if we don't notice the follies and Donald Trump. And I guess they wanted a pat on the back for it, like they were saying something insightful, but really they're just exposing who they are. And this was an opportune time to try to make the Christian right sound like hypocrites, when in fact everything about the Christian right and the Trump alliance is actually very logically sound. Like it's nothing about this is somewhat confusing. Everything they point out from immigration, poverty, under the forum's randomly assorted Christian ethics, virtue, purity litmus test, I want to know what president can I not write this about? Obama deported more people than Trump can even dream of. And they were forceful removals. He sent ICE in to break up children and families and stuff. And nobody seems
nobody
to care.
Nobody bats an eye. Hey, let's take Ray out in Newtown. I think he wants to jump in and join the conversation. Hey, Ray, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Yes, I was just listening to Jim the Flagpole saying about disposing of American flags.
Oh, okay.
And most veteran organizations we got like in our entryway in Newtown here at our post.
They'll do it for you.
They'll help you.
We got a place to deposit the flags, and then we have a ceremony every year.
Okay. That's good to know.
And most VFWs will have resources for that in your neighborhood if there's one close by, or an American Legion too there.
Okay. What's on your mind? We'll be right back with more of this conversation.
Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rocket attack in the vicinity forces Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abruptly end a campaign speech. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Netanyahu was speaking at a campaign rally when sirens were sounded as members of the Prime Minister's security detail escorted Netanyahu and his wife Sarah to a nearby bomb shelter as supporters continued to chant his nickname, Bibi. After the a danger had passed, Netanyahu returned to the rally to finish his speech when he threatened revenge on those responsible for the rocket launch.
A short time later, Israel launched attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest after an attack on a Jewish man in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio@blagfamily.com. We'll get to us on the email as well. Pretty simple there. Leon Francis in for Scott Hennon, who's taking a couple days off for the Christmas holiday week. We're brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. We love MyPillow here. Mike Lindell, all of it, I'll tell you. And, of course, amazing company, Minnesota company. Built right in Minnesota. He never left. He said, and Mike's doing his best to get Minnesota red again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, I love the guy. If you go to MyPillow.com, talk about pillow, the mattress topper. You can talk about the towels or the sheets. They're all fantastic. The body pillow. Even has a pet pillow. I don't have the pet pillow because I don't have a pet, but from what I hear, the dogs and cats, especially the doggies, the puppies, love that MyPillow pet pillow.
See, he's tapped into a demographic there, man.
He has.
I mean,
you bet.
People love their pups, man. And that's going to play out. I'm still waiting on my MyPillow.
Oh, yeah. So. You got to get one. They're amazing. We went down to the in-laws. I had to take it with me just knowing that I got to have it. And if you enter the promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com and the radio listener special right there, S-C-O-T-T, get up to 30% off with the promo code Scott. Scott takes care of you. MyPillow.com. You go there, tell them What's on Your Mind sent you. Leon's in for Scotty. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind? The conversation we're having this morning, and you can join us. So right now, we have a special guest on. And Chris, I'm going to get to you here in just a minute here. But we have a very special guest from Minnesota, from your neck of the woods, Kevin.
My friend, Marnie. Talking about Marnie?
I am, Magasota man. So without further ado, I want to welcome you to What's on Your Mind, Marnie.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Oh, I was ecstatic when I heard that you were going to be visiting the studios today. I love what you guys are doing over there in Minnesota. MAGA soda. Love that.
MAGA soda, baby.
MAGA soda.
And Marnie, your friend, your friend really got it going, but together you guys have really, really helped this thing launch and get rolling. What is your friend's name that started it again?
Michelle Even.
That's
and Michelle is the brain, the genius behind MAGASoda. She started MAGASoda earlier this year, and we are the largest network of Minnesota Trump supporters, and it's a statewide community of Minnesotans, and we're dedicated to helping turn Minnesota for President Donald J. Trump in 2020.
So what's the support been like out there?
It's been amazing. And you would wonder, you're probably thinking, well, it's Minnesota, you know, isn't that a pretty liberal
right.
state?
Yeah,
well, welcome to our world. But that's, you know, it primarily has been in the urban areas, in the outstate areas, and I actually have a lot of conservative friends in the urban areas, Donald Trump almost won Minnesota. He lost by about, 1.5 percentage points during the last election, and that was before he was president. And now that he's, thank God, our president, and he has given us so many great results, he has a great track record, we're really confident that other people, independents and some Democrats, will vote for Trump, and we're not going to take any chances. We're just dedicated to one candidate, that's Donald J. Trump, to get him reelected.
So you guys are laser-focused on, reaching those blue dog Democrats and those independents and those forgotten men and women out there in Minnesota in the urban centers. Is that your primary focus in the urban centers, to try to get some of those folks who may have been propagandized into believing that, you know, the Democrat way is the right way, and getting them to see how great Trump has been for, minorities, for women, just across the board, lifting everybody up so the economy is better, jobs are better, unemployment is down. I mean, all of these great things. You guys are going out there and giving that message to the folks that really need it, right?
We are. And, you know, not only in the urban areas, which is sorely needed, but particularly in the outstate areas like the Iron Range, the forgotten men of the Iron Range. Women and women, yes. So it's a statewide effort. And in fact, we have already made over 5,000 personal phone calls to people that have signed up on our Magasota.com website. So I would like to really thank Michelle, and I would like to thank our volunteers who have stepped up to the plate, who are making these phone calls. We're looking for team leaders. We're looking for people to get involved. And we're nonpartisan. We are not affiliated with any political party. And we have been reaching people through a series of meetups. Are you familiar with seeing that on our website?
Yeah, you know what? I did. And I know when we talked, Marnie, at the Trump rally, your goal was to really, as soon as you guys got past this time of year, really start caucusing and literally going door to door, and I know you're doing that. What are you? Are you getting? Do you get a lot of doors slammed in your face as well? Or I mean, how receptive are people to the message?
Well, you know, first of all, when we make our phone calls, we're only phone calling to people who have signed up on our Magasota website to get them involved. So it's a very friendly phone call. If anybody's out there who would like to get involved, who likes making phone calls like that, that's what we're doing. We're connecting Trump supporters with other Trump supporters in their own neighborhood. And then we are going door to door, obviously not freezing cold weather, but some people are, to look for Trump supporters. And, you know, of course we're going to get some hostility. I mean, my gosh, it's Minnesota. But for the most part, we are finding Trump supporters, and they're feeling very isolated, and they are so grateful. We would simply knock on the door and just say, hi, you know, we're from Magasota, and we're looking for Trump supporters in your household. And either they are or they aren't. And if they are, they're literally thrilled, and then they get involved. And then our next step now with our meetups, we've had over 30 meetups so far all over the state of Minnesota. And we have quite a few coming up next year where we're connecting people with each other. And our next step is training them to go to caucus on February 25th. So we have a great strategy and a plan that is working.
Good deal. And if folks want to sign up or see what you guys are all about, you guys have a website with a pretty snazzy Trump hairpiece on there. I thought that was brilliant. But tell the folks how they can get in contact with you and meet like-minded Trump supporters, and you guys turn Minnesota red.
All right. Well, just Magasota.com. Sign up, you'll get a phone call, and then on our website we have a list of all of our meetups, and we've got a great Facebook page as well, so be sure to check that out, and then you'll start getting involved. And I just thank you so much for talking about our logo, which is, if people haven't seen it, it's the outline of the state of Minnesota with the with, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it looks like Trump in thought, in deep thought, looking at Minnesota.
Exactly, with his hair and everything. Because you know what? He loves Minnesota, and he came to our rally. He rallied in Minnesota in October.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to come back a couple more times and Minnesotans are just in love with him.
Oh, yeah. And Kevin described Minnesota as bipolar when it comes to politics. Do you,
yeah.
Do you see that same thing? Like, Minnesota can go either way.
Well, what frustrates me, too, is the metro.
Yeah.
With the population base, seems very liberal.
Yeah.
Seems to control a lot of the state. And I love what Marnie's doing because I know, aren't you concentrating a lot of your efforts in the seven county, in the metro, Marnie?
Yes.
That's the I say electoral college for the state. One county, one vote.
I mean, absolutely. But anything else you wanna tell the folks about Magasota? Upcoming events or anything like that?
Yeah, we do. We've got one coming up on December 28th, that Saturday in Shakopee. And that'll be at 3:00 at the Muddy Cow. And then we start up again in St. Louis Park. We're doing a monthly meetup at Park Tavern. We're having one coming up on January 7th. January 8th, we've got one in St. Paul at Gabe's, January 10th, in Coon Rapids at Pizza Flame, the 10th. In Chaska at Perkins on the 13th in New Ulm. I know, it's crazy. It's great, isn't it? Pizza Ranch in Lionel Lakes on the 16th. So, you know, you don't have to necessarily live in the urban area. We are going outstate. If anybody would like to host their own Magasota meetup in your area, contact us via the website and we'll help you get started because this is a grassroots effort. And then as soon as the weather turns nice, we're going to see us in our safety yellow colors. We're going to be on marching and parades. We're going to be at county fairs. We're going to be going door to door. It's going to be a massive grassroots effort for our beloved President Trump.
Oh, man, I love grassroots efforts. I think me and Kevin are going to have to hop in the van and take a road trip. Like,
and
that.
I'm amazed that, frankly, Marnie and the women on the team are
Michelle.
And yep. all the women that are helping out, Joyce, I see, and different ones that are scrolling past on your website. I'm amazed that you can even mention his name, seeing as he's so sexist.
Yeah.
And he's such a womanizer and an adulterer and a child molester.
Come on.
What do you say to that, Marnie? How do you come back to that?
Were you just talking about Ilhan Omar as an adulterer and Keith Ellison as a domestic abuser? Was that what you were just talking about?
Right. You know, there you go.
And
you know, I always tell people.
The hypocrisy of the left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the hypocrisy of the left. If you guys want more information, you could give one. You could go straight to magasota.com, magasota.com, or you could reach out to Michelle. The phone number is right there on the website, 952-277-9114, or you could email info@magasota.com. I would really encourage you guys to go out there and go to magasota.com and look at that logo. That is priceless.
Oh, they have t-shirts. They have t-shirts with that logo on too, bro.
Oh, I gotta get one of those. So, Marnie, I'm gonna contact you.
You come to our meetup and we're gonna hook you up with the t-shirts and the buttons and everything. You guys come on out. You're our guest.
Sweet. I can support Magasota, man.
I just, when I met these guys at the Trump, I was so impressed by your level of intelligence, your commitment to the process, to what you're going to be doing. When you get a mission or a focus and you go for it, this is what kind of the kind of thing that happens. It's great.
And it's actual grass.
Yeah, I don't care what size of the aisle you're on.
Yep. Yep. I love that. You may not know this, but I did the whole Tea Party thing here in North Dakota.
Oh.
And when I found out how many like-minded people were out there, it was amazing. So I am more than happy to support this cause. Magasota, thank you, Marnie. We got to meet.
Thank you both so much. I appreciate it. And Magasota, baby, keep America great.
Magasota, we'll be right back. What's on your mind?
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business and environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But a sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too. Come on in, check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. If you're considering relocation, you'll find that Tioga has so much to offer for a small community. I live in a small town. Love small town life, like many cities in northwestern North Dakota. They find themselves in the middle of an exciting growth that's been going on for years now, partially due to the increased oil activity in the Bakken. And now Three Forks Formation. Tioga has staying power. Find out more at TiogaND.net, TiogaND.net, and Tioga is hiring. We got 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or if you want to leave a comment, 855-200-1776, extension 1 is the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline number. You know, the buffalo run into the storm.
Right.
They don't run away.
Right.
Find out more at oasispetroleum.com. We, speaking of that, we got a couple of calls. You want to grab them, Leon?
Oh, yeah. Chris has been hanging on for a while, man. So, hey, Chris, right out there in the Bakken, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Really interesting guests. But at the beginning, there was a comment about the how anyone could support the office of president, not attacking President Trump, but just the office of president. And referring to the atomic attacks on Japan during World War II as a reasoning, and that is an ad hominem attack that so many people, because you say nuke and people just freak out. So many people don't understand. We would have lost American casualties. Would have lost between 200,000 and a million men. Our estimates on the Japanese defense were way underestimated. They would have met us. It would have been a stalemate, or they would have pushed us off the island. And on top of everything else, when an enemy starts a fight, we get to determine how it stops. Okinawa was a great example of how bad it would have been for the Japanese. Up to 10 million people would have done suicide attacks and just thrown their children off cliffs like in Okinawa and committed suicide themselves rather than dishonor. And here was the kicker, their god, the emperor, by becoming enemies. And if you look at history, an absence of an understanding of history allows for crazy things like that to be said, although there are a lot of good other non-crazy points made. We had no choice other than that. We had chemical weapons masks. We were ready to do that. That would have been worse.
Yeah, but, I think Raheem was I think he was playing devil's advocate.
I'm grateful for that because I'm in and out of my truck every day. I work outside. I heard just the devil's advocate, of course, without hearing the
context.
Just FYI, because it was brought up, and just to drive the point home, we were fighting a god, and the only way it was a false god. The only way to fix that was to have the false god come out and surrender, and the only way to do that was either a full scale invasion, which probably would have failed, or and I'm a Marine. I'm like never fail, but
would
probably fail, and. It left us two options, chemical and nuclear, or a combination of the both. They thought they'd have to do both. Thankfully, the emperor, sprouted the brain, came out, admitted his humanity, and stepped away from his deification granted him by the people and by history and culture.
Yep.
And,
everything Chris is saying is spot on. And I think another interesting point is that, you know, Hiroshima was number one, and they still would not concede.
Yep.
So Nagasaki came after that. So, I mean, the last thing they were going to do was get beaten. And Chris is absolutely right. Thanks for the call, man.
Happy New Year, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. I love these listeners, man. They're so smart.
Oh, I know. Scotty says that all the time. Let's go to Jack in Moorhead talking about Minnesota. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. Great call. Listening in on some of these callers. You make a good point about the demographics of Minnesota. And the recent study that was done that of all the Democrats in Minnesota, they seem to focus around Duluth and Minneapolis-St. Paul. But yet when you look at the voting statistics, there is more Republicans in the outstate that it's virtually almost impossible that the Minnesota state went Democrat. And so when you start counting voters, everything is red outside of Duluth, all the way up to Canada, and all the way down to the Iowa border, and yet Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Duluth were the only two cities that were Blue Dog Democrats. And if you count the population within them two cities, you can't beat the outstate. So the voter fraud is so bad, it's pathetic. And if you go out and look at the studies, you'll see if you read the voter statistics. But then again, we're Minnesota, so somebody's got a van driving around with voter charge in there, voter ballots that we forgot to count.
Trunk load of ballots that were overlooked or mistaken.
That's why I go back to, you know, and it's like California. You know, you've got parts of California that are quite conservative.
Right.
With these massive metro areas like the Twin Cities, he says, seven counties with that population, you've got a serious problem there with a bipolar political environment. Well, you know, that's why I say go to the Electoral College on a county level.
And there's been this push by progressives to pull as many people as they can into these urban centers for just that specific purpose.
Truly.
And they told us this back when Obama was running. Obama point blank said that he wanted to change the demographic makeup of this country. And they've been doing it by just drips and drabs. They've been doing it. And the fact of the matter is the good folks in flyover country often get left out. Jack, brilliant, brilliant comment.
One more comment, though.
We're out of time, brother. We're out of time. But hey, give us a call tomorrow.
Yeah. We're going to have Steve Dace on tomorrow. Steve Dace. So you're definitely going to want to...
And you're back?
And I'm back.
And Leon's back.
Me with Steve Dace tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, pleasure.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.